Here's a poem about Pablo Casals. Know him? Greatest cello player in history? Probably wasn't. And I heard him break his vow of silence in 1950 in southern France. After he took a vow of silence because of Franco and the murdering a million people in the Spanish War, and because of America and England and France betraying Spain. It's a long story, but this is about the Bach suites, which he rediscovered all by himself as a boy in a bookstore in Barcelona. But I don't get too deep into music. It's called Casals, and I heard him for a week, as far away from him as I am from him. He's a little guy, Pablo Casals. Had the sweetest sound on the cello ever. You could either go back to the Canary, or you could listen to Bach's unaccompanied suites, for which in both cases you would have the same sofa, and you will be provided with a zigzag quilt to sleep under and a glass-topped table and great fury, for out of those three things music comes. Nor should you sleep if even the round muscles below the neck fall loose from their stringy moorings, for you would miss a sob, and you would miss a melody a la Red Canary and a la White as well, and a la Canary, perched as the cello was on top of a wooden box, and a small musician perched on top of the cello. And every night, a church full of wild canaries.